Bias, of one form or another, is overwhelmingly the basis for inequality and exclusion. Within the many strategies, interventions, celebrations, and awareness events we can put together, it boils down to trying to tackle cognitive behaviour which succumbs to bias. That's why it's worth taking the time to understand the most common forms of bias, so that it makes it easier to name the behaviour you want to change. That way, it removes some of the personal aspect of this, which can discourage people from making the necessary changes. It suggests the change you want is more systemic. So we're going to explore 8 of them now, but there are 20 available to digest later in your workbook. And the challenge for you is to keep these in mind and make a note when you observe one of these biases in your organization, your network, or your own behavior. Then you can make a plan to address it. Outcome bias. Judging a decision based on the outcome rather than how exactly the decision was made in the moment. Just because you won a lot in Vegas doesn't mean gambling your money was a smart decision. Availability heuristic. People overestimate the importance of information that is available to them. A person might argue that smoking is not unhealthy because they know someone who lived to 100 and smoked 3 packs a day. Bandwagon effect. The probability of one person adopting a belief increases based on the number of people who hold that belief. This is a powerful form of groupthink and is a reason why meetings can be unproductive. Pro-innovation bias. When a proponent of an innovation tends to overvalue its usefulness and undervalue its limitations, this is often seen in tech startup valuations. Survivorship bias. An error that comes from focusing only on surviving examples, causing us to misjudge a situation. For example, we might see social mobility as easy because we watch so many talks from people who made it. Confirmation bias. We tend to listen only to information that confirms our preconceptions. One of the many reasons seeing things from multiple perspectives is important. Information bias. That's the tendency to seek information when it does not affect action. More information is not always better, like insisting the case for D&I be made over and over again even though it's already been done. Ostrich effect. That's the decision to ignore dangerous or negative information by burying one's head in the sand like an ostrich. Research suggests that investors check the value of their holdings significantly less often during bad markets. Think about what biases your network would like to address and how you can do that by naming the specific bias. You'll find it's much more powerful to illuminate visible behaviors than to rely on the label unconscious.